A ban on cargo containers, commercial cannabis taxes, legalization, and more were on the agenda for the March 7th Rio del City Council meeting. The meeting was attended by a number of residents who own cargo containers located in residentially zoned lots currently. They had been attending Planning Commission meetings where the ordinance was discussed, and the property owners believed that the ordinance would allow their containers on larger lots. At the last meeting, which was not attended by any of the affected property owners, the Planning Commission decided to change their recommendation and ban cargo containers in residential zones entirely. Property owner Tim Roscoe addressed the council.
I think, and I attended several Planning Commission meetings also, and I was under the impression that it was resolved and that the commission and the members of the public that were in attendance of the meeting had all come to the conclusion that a recommendation, that we've come to a recommendation for the council to hear. And then I got a letter saying that the containers were not going to be allowed. So that's why I showed up to talk to you folks about it, because I'm just requesting that we're able to keep them, and I don't think that it's a blight in the area.
The council debated the issue, then returned it to the Planning Commission to revise the ordinance to include some allowance for existing containers. The council then discussed commercial cannabis tax measures. The original tax measure that failed to be approved by the council in 2016 was presented to the council. $2 a square foot of canopy for cultivation was originally proposed, along with a percentage of gross receipts for all other activities. This would be in addition to the state's 15% sales tax plus $9.25 per ounce of flower. The county is implementing a flat tax of $1 to $3 per square foot of cultivation area annually. The council debated the measure. Councilmember Strand asked if the cultivation tax could be applied for each crop rather than once annually. Mayor Frank Wilson asked about implementing a system of double taxation for cultivation, with the tax for canopy size in addition to a tax on the dried weight of the cannabis. It was pointed out that the city should try to stay competitive with the surrounding county property, or there would be a disincentive to building in Rio Del. Developer Dennis Wendt addressed the council on behalf of some of the other developers.
The tax rate that was agreeable to them, that works for them, some of these people spend millions of dollars. And you can't, when you start a plan, and this has been going on, I know that Glenn White, he's been working on his for some time, and he's probably one of the biggest investors you're going to have in this community. And he's not here tonight, but I'm not going to speak for him, because I just don't agree with, changing the rules in the middle here. I mean, they were told numbers. I didn't attend all the meetings, but I know that some of this stuff that happened and the numbers that were passed around, and they were agreeable to them. So you can't just go in and start changing them out. We start losing some of these people.
Just a comment, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. White's operation is pretty much an extraction type of operation.
For the most part, he's recently talked about a nursery operation as well.
But as an extraction operation, he would be paying a percent of his gross sales.
Yeah, and at that time it was 5% of his gross sales.
Okay, so that wouldn't change.
Well, I understand. Yeah, but it still affects him. I don't care what you do here, because if it affects the people that are doing the cultivating, it's going to affect the price he's paying.
The measure will be discussed further at the March 21st council meeting, and local developers who are looking to build at the former Eel River sawmill site are encouraged to attend. Strand requested the city also discuss what to name the former sawmill site industrial park development at the next meeting. The council next discussed the marijuana legalization measure, Proposition 64, and its impact on local medical cannabis ordinances. The Adult Use of Marijuana Act, approved by voters in November, legalized recreational marijuana for adults over 21 years old. Adults can now possess up to 28.5 grams of marijuana and grow up to 6 plants. Smoking in public is still severely restricted, and landlords can refuse to allow possession, smoking, and cultivation in their rental properties. Council members stated their desire to not allow commercial recreational marijuana-related businesses and restrict personal grows to indoors only. The city will be holding a joint Planning Commission-City Council meeting to discuss changes to the current medical cannabis ordinance. Video of the meeting, as well as the full council packet of documentation, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next Riodel City Council meeting will be March 21st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.